أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been looking at the subject of trust in Allah and focusing on an individual who was phenomenal, Hussein ibn Ali, and his words on the day of Ashura when he said, رِضًا بِقَضَائِهِ وَتَسْلِيمًا لِأَمْرِ. I accept what he has intended and am content with his order.
Today, I'd like to spend some time to be able to recognize him through his words. See, all great human beings, be they leaders, reformers, poets, thinkers, they are evaluated in the light of their spoken words besides their actions. Because the words that they have uttered help in measuring their high ideals, and we see their words reflected in their lives, it's important to be able to understand in the same way Imam Hussein alayhi salam through his words. When the people of Kufa in Iraq wrote to him asking him to come, one of them asked him for information on the good of this world and the next. And Imam writes to him saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He says, if one seeks the pleasure of Allah despite the wrath, the anger, and the displeasure of people, then he will find Allah sufficient for him in his affairs with them. But if he seeks the pleasure of people despite the wrath and displeasure of Allah, he will be forsaken by Allah, leaving him to the mercy of people. Here Imam alayhi salam tells him that in dealing with people, whether it's concerning business or domestic or social matters, the human being is often faced with a choice of whether to uphold the pleasure of Allah against the wishes and pleasures of the people around him. In here he says that you will be devoid of Allah's help if you submit to the wishes of people. Another man came to him to ask him how to refrain from committing sins. Imam tells him to do 5 sins and then sin as much as he wished. He told him, do not eat of the sustenance of Allah and then sin if you like. Go out of the kingdom of Allah and sin as much as you like. Find a place where Allah sees you not, and then sin as you like. When you're approached by the angel of death to remove your nafs, stop him from doing so. When you're dragged into Jahannam by Allah, refuse to enter. It's an amazing way of arousing our consciousness on the basic facts of life. A man once came up to Imam alayhi salam and said, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, I am one of your followers. Imam instantly reacted. He says, you are my follower? Fear Allah and do not claim anything for which Allah may tell you that you have lied and made a false claim. Indeed, those who follow us are those whose hearts are clean of fraud and malice. But you may claim that you are from our friends and those who love us. There was a man who once came to Rasulullah and said, Muhammad, I really love you. And the Prophet ﷺ told him, what answer will you give to the angels when they ask you about who your prophet was in the grave? And he said, surely, Rasulullah, I will say it was Muhammadur Rasulullah. What the Prophet was trying to tell him was that when you really love someone, it has to be from your heart, because when you die, everything in your mind is going to be erased. It is only what's left in your nafs, that means your heart, in the inner being of you, that will manifest itself. Lip service is not enough. It must be within us. And if we do follow Rasulullah, then we must be able to follow his life, at-tabah, to obey what he says. In Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Say, O Muhammad, tell them, if you love Allah, then follow me, that's follow the Prophet. يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهَ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبُكُمْ. Allah غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah will love you and forgive your sins, and Allah is غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Imam alayhi salam was asked, what is the best of ibadah? And he says, there are people who worship Allah for the sake of fulfilling their desires, and that is the worship of business people. There are those who worship him out of fear of Jahannam, that is the worship of slaves. But then there are those who worship out of thanksgiving to him and recognize who he is. This is the worship of free-minded people and the best of worships. He was once asked, what is the peak of intelligence? Imam tells him, لا يقمل العقل إلا بالتباع الحق. No human being can reach the peak of intelligence unless he or she follows righteousness. When he left Medina, he says, إني لم أخرج. He says, I did not leave Medina for evil, discontentment, corruption, or injustice. He says, وَإِنَّمَا خَرَجْتُ لِطَلَبِ الْإِصْلَاحِ فِي أُمَّةِ جَدِّي. But I only left with an aim of reforming the nation of my grandfather. I intend to command what is recognized as good and prohibit what is restricted. In other words, says, أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ عَنْهِ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. This was his major stance. And up till today, whenever we remember Hussain alayhi salam, it is with what we call majlis or majalis, where we sit together and try to reform ourselves, to try and change the paradigms we're so stuck on and move to the paradigm of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He once said, In al-haya aqidah wa jihad. Indeed, life is nothing but faith and struggle. Having values and then upholding those values, struggling to uphold those values. When he was leaving Makkah, he proclaimed to his followers what was at stake and for what aim they should accompany him. He said, Beware! Whoever is prepared to sacrifice his life with us and fully resigned in going to meet his Rabb, in other words, ready to die in the way of Allah, should travel with us. Inshallah, I am going to depart from here tomorrow. When he reached the resting place named Ba'idha, he justified his stand against Yazid and he quoted a saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Ayyuhan nas, O people, إِنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ قَالَتْ The Messenger of Allah has said, Whoever is faced with a ruler who is oppressive, who permits what is prohibited by Allah, who breaks the covenants of Allah, who contradicts the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah, and who acts with wickedness and injustice towards people, if he then does not oppose either by action or by words, it would be right for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put him into such an abode that befits him, which means agitation of the hellfire. And it's important to understand that in our lives, if we don't stand up for that which is right, then we cannot call ourselves human beings. On the eve of Ashura, Imam delivered a sermon and in which he told his followers, he says, allegiance to Yazid is impossible. Whoever wants to go away can do so. Whoever wants to die with me can stay behind. He said, because inni la ara al-maut alladhi sa'ada wa haya ma'adh-dhalimin al-'abad. Because I do not see in death but salvation, and living together with oppressors is nothing but humiliation and repentance. The life of true dignity lies in an absolute steadfastness on the values of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in compromise, not bowing down before an oppressive ruler, however fatal that course must be. And then on the day of Ashura he said, if the creed of Muhammad cannot survive except by my being killed, then O swords, come and get me. In the course of the battle at Karbala on Ashura, Imam puts a question to the army of Yazid. He says, Lam taqtalu, why do you kill me? Have I changed the Sharia of Islam? Have I shed anybody's blood? It was a question, a challenge to them to prove the charge which justified their coming to kill him. And you know what they said? Like robots. They said, we know nothing. You've done nothing to harm us. You've not changed Sharia. We don't know anything. All we know is that we want you to do bayat to Yazid. And Imam stood there and he said, If you have no religion and you're not afraid of the day of Qiyamah, then at least فَكُونُوا أَحْرَارًا فِي دُنْيَاكُمْ, then at least be free-minded in your worldly matters. He was telling them that if they followed no principles, no religious principles, if they had no scruples, if they had no belief in the day of judgment, that they would be brought to life to account for their deeds, then at least they should not behave like slaves bowing down to a tyrant ruler. They should stand up as free men, at least as human beings. Think about that principle in our lives. Do we just follow orders sometimes of people whom we think have external power just because they have wealth or status? Do we think we should be following them? Should we be standing up to our principles?
Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to take the words of Hussein and be able to live them. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.